Okay. Well, hello. My name is Dan Haney. Welcome to this month's Member Solutions Teleseminar. I, along with my beautiful wife, Gwen, are the owners of two Ernie Ray's World Martial Arts schools in Hillsboro, Oregon. One of our schools is a Karate Kids school based on Don Barnes' program. And the other school is a totally full-service Ernie Ray's World Martial Arts, all ages, women, men, children, and everything. We have a leadership program at that school, an upgrade program that's called XPT with weapons and accelerated training towards black belt. And so we have a lot of fun there. And my wife and I are honored to be the Member Solutions Apprentice Contest, and I just wanted to say thank you to Kathy for that whole experience. It was really fun, and I think it really helped even take our team to the next level because we were, pushing so hard to be in first place. So thank you, Kathy. And today I'm going to talk about an important subject for your retention and, generating income through events. We're going to talk about how to increase student turnout at your in-school events. I'm not really going to get into organizing and all that kind of stuff with events. I'm just going to get into how to fill the event up with people. And I believe that people really make good events. If you have an event that is, just a small event like a parents' night out or something, and you only got five people in there, that's kind of boring. It's going to be boring for you. It's, you're not going to be into it, and it's going to be, not that great for the kids either. So we got to fill the event and create that energy in that event. And first we have to understand why we want to have a greater number of people to attend our event. This is going to be your purpose for the event. The three reasons to pack the house at your event are going to be, number one is to generate leads. And number two is to generate income. And number three is to increase retention. And I think a great event's going to have all three. And I think they're all three equally important. So again, that's to generate leads, generate income, and increase retention. And here's a famous quote from Abraham Lincoln. "I claim not to have controlled events, but confess plainly that events have controlled me." And I'm sure Abraham didn't think about, Parents' Night Out or Buddy Day when he was talking about that. But, I like that one because when you do an event the wrong way, you're going to feel like that event's really controlling you and instead of you having control over that event. And I'm sure you've heard this in the past, but the reason why most of us are successful today is that we've already made lots of mistakes and learn from those mistakes. So I think that's a huge factor in the success of most schools. They actually learn from the mistake that they have made, and they took action on that mistake to better themselves from that mistake. And this is why I'm pretty knowledgeable about events, at least right now, at least I feel, and that is because I've pretty much screwed up every event in the past that that I've done and grown from that experience. And I think that's the most important part, is just understanding that and growing from the experience. So with that in mind, the three biggest problems that I've ever created in an event, and I'm sure some of you have been out there with me, is number one, my students did not know about the event. And basically that's, you put an event on the schedule, you create it with your staff or whatever, and then you the day of the event, nobody shows, or you get a really low turnout because they just didn't really know about it. The second problem that I've created was my students forgot about the event. And that basically means that, you plan the event, you put it on the schedule, you announced it in class, maybe you put out a flyer, and then that's it. And then 3 weeks goes by, and the event happens, and nobody really shows. You get a low turnout. And that's not good. The third problem that I've ever had was it was extremely unorganized due to poor planning or last-minute planning. And, that's probably the biggest problem that I've had in the past with events. And basic idea is that we had a great idea for an event. We maybe took down some notes or whatever and then kind of left it, and that was it. And then the night before the event, I've gone, so bad as to even the night before the event, I'm asking an employee, hey, can you work the event tomorrow? And they're like, what? And kind of surprised about it, and so that's really poor planning, and obviously the event didn't really turn out. Even if you have a big turnout, it's going to be kind of a bomb when you don't plan like that. So the first problem that we're going to solve is the student did not know about it. So how do you hype it up? Okay, this is important. You got to hype it up. And I have 8 really good ways to hype up your event, and they're fairly inexpensive. Number one is to make posters. Okay, make posters or a banner of the event, hang it in the school. And if you have a low budget for your poster, the best way that I found is to get just to print out a color poster. It could even be black and white if you really want to go inexpensive. But you print out a little paper on 8x10 or even a 11x14, and you get it laminated. Okay, I believe in lamination when you're going to do paper, and I'm not even a big fan of doing paper, but if you're going to do paper, laminate it, because it'll kind of look and feel more like a poster when it's hanging up. You know, it'll have a little gloss to it. It won't get wrinkled. You're not going to stick pins in it or whatever. It's going to look a little bit nicer, right? So I get 4 or 5 of those. You know, it's going to cost me like $3, maybe $4 to make that poster. And I think it creates a little bit of excitement there with that. If you have a bigger budget on that, then you go ahead and get a banner. You know, it depends on the size of your event, though. Our yearly banquet that we have is a fairly big event, especially for us. And I'll get a big banner made, a big vinyl banner that you might see outside, a color banner, and I'll hang it in the school. And it really creates a lot of hype. And we're going to get into some other really big ways down the road. In the future here. So the second way is to make an invitation. So actually make invitations for your students. And this could, you know, this is, you have both ends on the budget too. A low-end budget to make an invitation, it's just a strip of piece of paper, you know, that you print off, and it says, hey, you know, you're invited to come to this Parents Night Out or this Buddy Day or this Star Wars lightsaber event or whatever you end up having. But it's an invitation. It's a formal invitation. You're asking them to attend, you know, and that's a really great way. That's worked for us in the past. If you have a bigger budget, get real invitations. For our yearly banquet that we have, that we actually call the Martial Arts Spectacular, we make invitations like you'd see at a wedding, you know, and we even make nicer invitations than I've seen at most weddings to invite people to that. The next thing is have a sign-up sheet and info flyers at the front desk. So that your sign-up sheet, I feel, is one of the most important things because it's just sitting at the front desk, and then the instructors can kind of refer to that and say, hey, go to the front desk and sign up. So you're advertising your event, and you say, hey, go to the front desk, sign up on the sign-up sheet. If your name's on that sign-up sheet, we're gonna count you in. And then what that does is, you know, confirms in their mind, I'm going to come to this event. And it's also given us leads to the event. So we take, you know, the sign-up sheet has a little bit of event information, kind of a teaser at the top, and then it has lines like an Excel spreadsheet maybe, and it says name and phone number. So we you know, that sheet fills up, and we take it, and then we end up calling the parents or the students and you know, getting them signed up for it. That works really, really well. We don't do any events anymore without a sign-up sheet at the front desk. The next thing to hype it up is your front desk person should talk about it to parents and students in the lobby. And I think this is really important too. We have our program director, you know, trained to just, you know, whenever she's got a free second or someone's standing there, say, hey, did you know about our event that's coming up next week? And then she just tries to sell it, you know. So she's just trying to sell it. And then she'll walk over to the parent section every once in a while and you know, just hit different people and sell it. So get on the floor and just sell it. The next one is ask your students to bring two friends. And what this does is it hypes it up with the students because they feel, hey, I can bring a buddy. So it makes it important to them, and it makes it more exciting to them because they're thinking, wow, this must be a cool event or a big event because I'm going to be able to bring buddies. You know, and you're already hyping whatever you're doing. If it's, let's say it's a Star Wars lightsaber seminar, they're already excited about that. Well, now they can bring friends, creates more hype, and that's what you want. And at the same time, obviously, you're making it a buddy day, and you can get some new leads off of that. The next one is to make a list of students who the staff know off the top of their heads would really want to go to this event. And I'll use that Star Wars lightsaber seminar again. When we planned to have our Star Wars lightsaber seminar, we knew instantly who would really love that. I mean, we just did, especially with our school having the XPT upgrade program that's weapons. One of our weapons is a Shinai, wooden Shinai. It's like a sword, a samurai sword, basically. We called all those kids that love that Shinai, and they signed up. You know, I mean, they were totally into it. And then we also knew some of the students who are just Star Wars fans, and, you know, they were easy sales. So, you know, when you're in your meeting kind of planning for your event, you could just kind of sit down and say, hey, who do we think that would really love this? Now, sometimes it's going to be everybody, but, I mean, if you can get some really specific, at least 10 or 15 specific names, maybe those are the ones that you sign up first in your event, and then they start creating hype. So now they're going to be like, you know, hey, I signed up for the, you know, in class they're going to be saying, I signed up for the Star Wars seminar. You know, they're going to be asking the other kids, are you signed up, right? And it's going to be just creating a little bit more hype. So you kind of get some pre-signups there off of the students who you know would really like that event. another kind of obvious one is add it to your school news or events page of your website. Okay, so when the kids, you know, log on to that, obviously they're going to see that. It creates a little bit of hype there. And definitely add it to your school newsletter or calendar of events. And if you don't have a website with events on it, get one, because I think it's very useful. And if you definitely, if you're not using a calendar at your front counter, which I assume most of you are, that's a really good tool, just to have all the month's calendar, all the month's events on a calendar on one, you know, on a piece of paper. We make it color and really colorful and have pictures and things on it, and we always stick our events there. That's a key thing when you're trying to bring in people to events and really let people know about those events. So the next problem that we're gonna attack is how do you remind the students and keep the hype, right? So earlier I said one of the problems was that the students forget, okay? But now you got to remind them. So you understand how to create the hype in the beginning. And now how do you keep reminders, right? So the first thing I'm going to talk about is an idea I had about 6 years ago. And this thing is awesome. What this is it's a digital countdown timer clock. And the digital countdown timer clock is hanging in the school right above our, you know, intro office door. And it's one of the first things that you can see when you walk in. And of course, it's digital. It's flashing. It's counting down. It's dynamic. It's exciting. And I'll try to give a brief description of it right now. But it's basically a big, you know, a framed digital clock. It's plastic. It wasn't that expensive. I think it was a couple hundred bucks, but very well worth it. And you basically, the idea is you program it. You punch in the today's date, and you punch in the date of the event, and it automatically kicks off and starts counting backwards, right? It says there's 141 days, or, you know, there's 20 days and 5 hours and 32 seconds to this event. And there's a little space for a little poster, too. So we make a little poster, and we put it on there. So it's all enframed in this. It's all enclosed in this frame. It looks really nice, and it's counting down, and it's very, very exciting. Every single day, kids are looking at that countdown timer clock, and they're saying, "Wow, there's only 10 days left, or whatever. You know, there's 5 days left," and they're always counting down. Right now, my countdown timer clock is counting down. Let me see. I'm looking at it. It says there's 163 days, 5 hours, and 40 minutes to the next black belt testing in California with Master Ernie Reyes, which is a very huge event for us. It's on May 9th and 10th, 2008. And I've got probably, I think I've got about 22 black belt testers and probably about 110 people that are going to go to that event in California, which is amazing, right? So we have to create massive amounts of hype to try to get 100, you know, over 100 people to travel from Oregon, you know, Hillsborough, Oregon, you know, about a 14, 15-hour drive down to Master Ernie Reyes School. But we've done it before, and we're going to do it again, and it's really awesome. And I think that's an amazing stat if you think about it. So the countdown digital, the countdown timer, I can, if you're interested in like where to get one, just go ahead and email me and I can email you back. You can email me also at my school, which is worldmartialarts@verizon.net, and I'll give that out again later, and I can give you some information on where I got mine or how to get one. The next thing is advertise your event in class, okay? So this is huge. The instructors, you have to make it the instructor's responsibility to advertise that in class. And what we do is we're a type of martial arts school that puts stripes on the belts, and I know a lot of you are, the little gold stripes. So what we'll do is we'll take about 5 minutes at the end of class, stripe people up, and we'll make announcements at that time. Some days when we don't stripe at the end of class because we're striping during class, we will sit down and stretch. You know, during our stretching period, that's when we'll make announcements. But we always have an announcement time. It's either going to be at the very end of class or during stretching. Everybody's sitting down and really getting a good stretch, and I'll just talk about events and stuff and hype people up, and then we'll have a good class after that. So that works really well. The next way to remind your students, to keep them reminded, by the way, advertising in class has to be done every day, every single day. The next way is to email blast your entire student body. So if you're not email blasting, I think it's important. Not everybody loves email, but there's a lot of people that are loving email and a lot of people that are starting to like email, and it'll grow and grow and grow over the next few years. Every single event that happens, we email blast every single student that we can. And about, I would say, I mean, I don't have all my stats on who gets that, but it seems like about 50% of the people are getting their email and really loving it, you know, and they appreciate having those email reminders. So the other one is having a phone blast, okay? This is awesome. The phone blast really works. Basically what that is through your phone company, you can set up and you program all your students' phone number into this phone blast program. You make one message announcement and it shoots out it calls every single student. And it'll leave a message on their answering machine or they'll just pick it up and they'll say, "Hey, hello, this is Dan Haney from Ernie Ray's World Martial Arts. You know, and I want to give you an update on what's happening at our school this week," or if you want to just do it for events or do it weekly or do it monthly, it's a really good tool to create excitement and to get your people educated about what's happening at your school, especially hyping up events. It works really well 2 days before an event, I found. If you do it a week or 2 weeks before, okay, pretty good, but then they're going to forget about it. 2 days before the event, they've heard it in class, they've got the little invitation, they see it on the countdown timer clock, and then 2 days before they get this phone call that says, "Don't forget about this event," basically, right? So it's a really good tool. Another one is, okay, if it's a demo-related event, have your demo team do a teaser demo. Or maybe it's your group of black belts or your demonstration team. This always creates hype. So basically, the idea on this is, let's say you're doing, it could even be a parents' night out, right? And there's specific games that you play at the parents' night out. Play that game in class and then tell everybody that you're going to play that at the parents' night out, and that'll create that hype. And what I just did is I swayed away from my black belt and my demo team, so I'm going to go back to that. If it's an event such as our year-end banquet, we'll have our black belt demo team perform in class maybe about every 6 to 8 weeks. We'll have them do a performance and then hype up the event and say, you know, this is kind of, you know, part of what you're going to see. And my demo team, we modeled it after Master Ernie Ray's demo team, and we do the drumming and we do the exciting music and costumes and all that stuff. So it's really hyping things up. It could even be another event such as the lightsaber seminar. So we'll have a couple of my black belts or my demo team members come in and do like this surprise everybody in class and have this sword fight. And it's a choreographed sword fight. And part of that sword fight, they're actually going to learn at the seminar, and then we'll advertise it with that. So you're advertising through your black belt demos, and that's a really fun way. It creates a lot of excitement, which is what we're trying to do here. The next thing I'm going to talk about is our dry erase events board. What I ended up doing is I got a big dry erase board. I took my dry erase board to the local sign company, and I got my logo put on it, really nice, color logo, right in the middle. And then I made picture a tic-tac-toe board on this thing with six boxes, actually. And so each box has a title. One says events. One says future events. And you can put anything you want. You can say tournaments. You can say testing. You know, anything you want on this thing. And I'm a fan of dry erase boards just because, you know, it looks really nice, especially with my logo on it and the sign company put, you know, lines on it to create those boxes. So it's really, really nice looking, and it's all dry erasable. And every month or, you know, every week just about we're updating this dry erase board. Looks really nice. It's in our lobby, so when you walk in, one of the first things you see is this really nice-looking dry erase board. In the past, we've had dry erase boards where it's just, you know, plain, and you have line one, line two, line three, all the way down, and it's messy. You can't really, you know, nobody wants to read it. It's too much to read, even if you use colors and things like that. But this one has, you know, little compartments, and they're titled, and it's very easy to look at quick and go, okay, future events, bam, color belt testing is here. Our XPT class is working on this weapon this week. It's a really good way, really good tool for that. Okay, another great way to hype up your event and to remind your students that event is coming is put it on TV. And I don't mean go to your local TV station. What I mean is take footage from last year's event or last month's event or whatever, put it on a DVD, stick it on a TV, and put it in your lobby. We do this all the time. We did this a lot with our I hosted Grandmaster Kakoy Kennedy, the Filipino Grandmaster from the art of Eskrima. And what I did is, and I've had him come to my school for 6 years straight. And what I did is I took footage from his seminar last year, and I just played it in the lobby. And everybody's looking at that. And have a little sign on the side that says, you know, Grandmaster Kakoy Kennedy coming, you know, on this such and such date and such time. Sign up now at the front desk. You know, and they're watching the video. They're watching the footage. They're watching Grandmaster Kakoy Kennedy flip me around like I'm a rag doll and beat me up with a stick. And they're just loving it. And they're walking over to the front desk and they're signing up. So the TV is a really good tool. You can even use it for a parents' night out. Have footage. Just have footage from whatever event you have, and it's going. You know, I usually end up turning the sound all the way off, and it's just playing. But I've had a couple where I leave the sound on so they can hear the kids having fun or whatever. And again, that's just a really great way to hype it up. Another way you could use that too is if you don't have a TV, is to just use your computer monitor that's at your front desk and flip it around. So you can turn it around, and your front desk person's doing their work. And then you put the DVD in and flip it around, you know, and when people are coming in there, that's the first thing they're seeing. I've seen a school do that before, or get an extra monitor that you can get them pretty cheap now. Extra monitors like flat screens and stuff for your monitor. Pretty inexpensive. But that's a really good way. So you got it on TV. So in my school, what you see now is for an event, you see when you come in, you're seeing this countdown timer clock flashing and counting down every second. And it's very exciting. You see a TV with the event going on also. And then you see sign-up sheets. You see a banner or a poster's hanging. And the instructors are talking about it. We're getting a lot of people coming to our event. Very exciting. And obviously they're getting phone calls and they're getting email reminders. And, you know, it's a lot of work. But, you know, it's very successful. You can make a lot of money in an event. And it's pretty awesome. So, So basically, the next thing that we the next problem that we needed to attack was how to organize the event properly. Okay, if it's so unorganized, you know, of course you're going to have a bad turnout and you're going to have problems, and it's not going to be fun at all for anybody. And I'm not going to really stay too much time on this because I'm kind of running out of time, but at the same time, I'll kind of buzz through it. There's a lot of information out there on how to organize events also. But the biggest thing here is have a staff meeting. Even if your staff is only like two people or, you know, three people, have a staff meeting. Doesn't matter how big your staff is. I like to have two staff meetings. I have one staff meeting to create it. Okay, we sit down and say, what do we want to do? We have this, and we go, we just lay it out and write it out and maybe put it on a big board or where everybody can see it, and you create ideas, right? You say, you know, one, let's have a Star Wars lightsaber party, right? So you write that at the top, and then you start listing off things that you could have. Okay, we are going to go to the toy store, the Toys R Us. We're going to buy 50 lightsabers from them, and we're going to sell them at double the cost. So we're making profit off the lightsabers. Then we're going to charge, $29.95 for the seminar. So, you know, we're making pretty good money off that lightsaber seminar. And, you know, when you get 30, 50 kids in that seminar, you're making pretty good money. So you just got to sit there and write out every little detail that you can possibly think of. And you're thinking, okay, what could we do? Well, we could have costumes, obviously. It's Darth Vader and it's Obi-Wan and it's Yoda. You know, I mean, it's pretty easy costumes to find. Music, huge. So we're going to have music, and you're writing that down on your events list, and you find the Star Wars soundtrack, and there's all kinds of fun Star Wars music out there, parody stuff, like Weird Al Yankovic has all kinds of really funny and exciting Star Wars music. So we mix that up with the original soundtrack, and we just have that running. We have about an hour and a half of Star Wars music just playing in the background, and then we have costumes and all that. So you write all that down. The next thing is to have a planning sheet that answers a lot of questions. And this planning sheet, you know, it answers like who, what, where, when, how, and all that. And it says who is this event for? What activities or games will we have? What staff members are working this event? Who's doing what job at this event? Job expectations for each staff member. What are the hours of the event? What's the price of the event? Do we have a discount for leadership or Black Belt Club? How can we get or create leads from this event? How can we increase pro shop dollars from this event? And we just basically answer all those questions sitting down, and we put it on one sheet, and then we file it, and then we, you know, every time we want to have that event, we pull that event and, you know, and we put our stats on there and who, how many did come and all that. So we have everything pretty organized from this sheet. The second time we have a meeting, though, is right before the event. So first we have a meeting to kind of plan it, get all those questions answered, figure out who's working it and what's happening. The second time is maybe a couple of days before the event, just to reconfirm everything, sit down and does anybody have any better new ideas or any last minute anything? Everything's okay, great. And we've been doing a good job on advertising it, and now we're ready to go. We have, personally, at our martial arts school, we have five events, big events, every year that people look forward to. And then we have, you know, of course, we have little events every single month, like the lightsaber seminars and buddy days and all that kind of stuff. But we have five big ones that everybody really looks forward to. And I even have a sign. I have a sign in my lobby that says that. It says, hey, we have look forward to these five events every year. And one is our Martial Arts Spectacular, which is really our banquet. And we recently stopped doing food, so we don't call it a banquet anymore. So it's our big year-end bash that we have where my demo teams perform. And it's more performing than anything. So it's very fun and exciting. I keep it to an hour and a half. So it's in a theater. We always do it at a high school theater, you know, because those are really big now and really cool and atmosphere is really neat. You know, it's just like going to the theater and watching a martial arts movie. And we get about 400, you know, in between 400 and 500 people at that event every year. So that's pretty awesome. We have a big Halloween party every year. Black belt testing we have twice a year in California. So it's a trip. It's a big trip we go down, and Master Ernie Reyes is the king of events. He puts on the huge black belt testing, and he has demos at the two-day event every 6 months. Really awesome. So I get a lot of hype created for that. Master Kakoy Kennedy from the Philippines, he comes once a year. And we have our newest event is our anniversary party. So we're going to have a big, huge party for the school. So those are some really cool events. And with that, one question that I want everybody to ask themselves as I wrap this up is, are you only catering to your younger students for your events? Which basically means, a lot of schools out there are just going, okay, buddy days, parents night out, and stuff like that, but your adults want events too. And a lot of my events are both. They're adult and kids, like our Martial Arts Spectacular, the Black Belt Testing, of course, Grandmaster Kakoy, Kennedy, we break it up for kids too, the party. So make sure you have events for everybody. That's it. I just want to, again, thank you. And if anybody wants to email me about anything, just go ahead and do so at worldmartialarts@verizon.net. And that's all I have. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.